Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. If you were afraid we didn't get enough rain over Memorial Day weekend, fear not. We have a bunch more in store today, and AccuWeather's Dean DeVore is here to tell us all about it this morning. Dean?
And the problem is, Lee, the way it's going to come down, it's going to come down in buckets this morning. So there's two rounds, as you mentioned earlier. There's a couple of rounds going through this morning, starting to see it line up down along the Jersey Shore, back around eastern Pennsylvania. So this batch comes through with some downpours and some flooded roads. Karen will be busy talking about some of the flooding on the highways, I think, here a little bit later. And then there's a break in the middle of the day, but then later this afternoon into this evening, probably about 4 to 8 p.m., maybe 5 to 6 in the heart of the city for the timing of this next round of a shower thunderstorm that could be a little gusty and drenching as well. We'll keep an eye on that. Still a thunder shower tomorrow, but if you're ready for a warm-up, we got one this weekend. Temperatures will soar to near or past 90 Sunday into Monday. We'll keep you up to date as we go through this wet start of a morning right here on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds.
Yeah, we got the order right this week. Rain during the week and nice weather on the weekend. Very good. Eight Democrats running for mayor debated in person at the Channel 7 studios last night, and they really could have used a mute button at times. Frontrunners Andrew Yang and Eric Adams drew most of the fire, though not all of it.
Scott Stringer taking on civil rights attorney and former de Blasio counsel Maya Wiley for progressive votes.
One of the things I'm going to do is reform the CCRB. When Maya was there, she basically was a rubber stamp for the PBA.
When the candidates were asked to question each other, Stringer tried to link former sanitation commissioner Catherine Garcia to the homeless crisis. She shot back with something she repeated throughout the debate, her endorsements.
But I have been on the front lines. I have a strong plan to make sure that we are addressing this on day one and turning back the clock on the $3 billion that is being wastefully spent, which is why I got endorsed by the New York Times and the Daily News.
With a crowded stage, the eight candidates were limited to 45-second answers, which led to a lot of talking over others. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds News.
In the Bronx, an 8-year-old autistic boy is dead. There are indications he may have died of starvation. Glenn Shuck with more live from the Bronx this morning. Glenn?
And a very tragic story, and still a lot to sort out, it seems here, Lee. The call actually to police came in Tuesday afternoon from medical officials at Montefiore's hospital emergency room about 8-year-old Joseph Barney, who was pronounced dead on arrival there after his mother had put him in an Uber car and brought him to the emergency room from their apartment, which is here in East 214th Street. Now, that afternoon and then into the night, the mother and the stepfather of Joseph were grilled by police and questioned for more than 10 hours but were not charged. No signs of trauma apparently on Joseph's body, but he looks severely malnourished, according to the hospital, weighing around 30 pounds when he should have been between 50 and 55. Also, we're being told he had a very low body temperature. So the initial autopsy was inconclusive as they continue the investigation here again, Lee. No charges so far. Police are also investigating, though, how many times Joseph apparently had been left home alone. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, live here in the Williamsbridge section of the Bronx.
Here in the city, the mayor says there will be pop-up vaccination sites and block parties to get 12 to 17-year-olds vaccinated. The pilot program begins tomorrow at four schools in the Bronx. And remember those scholarships to state schools kids qualified for if they got vaccinated? This kid got one, although it sounds like he thought he was in trouble when his parents called him in to give him the news.
They were just super excited, and I was like, uh-oh, like, where is this going? Like, it was kind of emotional, and they told me, and it was just super exciting, super emotional, super almost unbelievable, too good to be true.
16-year-old Liam Burke from Lakeland High School in Westchester. As for where he is going to go to school, he says he's keeping his options open for now. Cyber attacks are all the rage, and the MTA has been targeted, although it responded better than many targets, apparently.
The MTA says all customer and employee data is safe, and the trains and passengers were never in any danger. Adam Scott Want is a cybersecurity expert at John Jay College of Criminal Justice. He says it's no longer a question of when will we be attacked, it's how many cyber attacks are happening at any given moment.
Given that we're in a constant state of cyber hacking, we are doing a good job in protecting ourselves. I think that the MTA and other systems, since they are constantly under attack, are doing a fairly good job in protecting themselves. However, every once in a while, some attackers will get through, and we need to identify, mitigate, and patch the system so it doesn't happen again.
He said countries like China want information about our infrastructure. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds News.
Suffolk County cops are looking for the hit-and-run driver who ran down a woman on Sunrise Highway in Copaig last night. Happened near Bayview Avenue around 10:15. Maria Hernandez Sanchez was crossing from the south side to the north when she was hit by a gray SUV, which kept going eastbound. The 59-year-old victim in critical condition at Good Samaritan Medical Center. Suffolk police would like to hear from anybody who might have seen what happened.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.